Track 9, page 42. Macular conditions. Punctate inner choroidopathy, PIC. Explained by the PIC team from Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Birmingham. Professor Alistair Denniston, consultant ophthalmologist. Balini Balasubramaniam, consultant ophthalmologist. Rob Carmichael, clinical nurse specialist. And Dr. Adi Kale, junior doctor. What is PIC? PIC causes idiopathic chronic inflammation of the choriocapillaris. In other words, long-term swelling of the blood vessel layer at the back of the eye that can't be explained by another condition. This inflammation causes a lack of blood to the retinal pigment epithelium, RPE, the layer of cells that feeds the light-sensing photoreceptors. As the RPE starts to die off, triangular lesions like little volcanoes start to form, damaging the delicate tissues. Around 7 in 10 people with PIC go on to develop choroidal neovascularization, CNV, blood vessels which grow through these lesions and leak and scar the retina further. Just like other macular conditions, the sooner treatment is given, the more likely deterioration in sight can be prevented. PIC is a relatively young condition. It was described for the first time in 1984, and it's only very recently that new imaging techniques have allowed us to see the inflammation in eye tissues properly. We know that people with PIC are likely to be short-sighted and aged between 20 and 40 when they first notice symptoms. Between 7 and 9 in every 10 people with PIC are women. Treatment. New blood vessels caused by CNV can be controlled with anti-VEGF injections, as they are for wet age-related macular degeneration. However, people with PIC have often been misdiagnosed, so may have had their symptoms treated without tackling the underlying inflammation. It can take a while and lots of discussion between patient and specialist to find the right drug or combination of drugs to control the inflammation. These may be given as regular injections into the eye or as a slow-release eye implant, which can last for 3 years or more. Patients may also be offered steroid tablets, although these are less popular as they can cause various side effects if taken for a long time. Research. Later in 2021, our team will start a project to better understand which changes on PIC patients' eye scans are most important. We'll measure and monitor patients' lesions and link this data with other tests and with what patients tell us about their sight. Bringing this together could help us to start, stop, or switch treatments more effectively. It could also give patients a better understanding of how their sight is likely to change and the warning signs they should look out for. We'll share details on the Macular Society website once recruitment opens. Find more about PIC at macularsociety.org/PIC.